I may stop that.
It's no longer cool.
Yeah.
Was it ever cool?
I think so.
Everything we do is cool.
Exactly.
Hi, Tay Tay. Awkward age, Tay Tay, on mine. She's already laughing at us on mine. On yours.
This is her surprise look when Travis puts it in the wrong hole.
But do we know what that... Never.
She looks pleasant.
You know what?
Yeah. We don't know which one the wrong hole is. Yeah.
God.
Anyway.
Welcome to the show. Show 70-something and something. Tonight, I'm going to admit to everyone that we aren't completely prepared, but that's how we like to roll, and I think you're still going to enjoy it. Because we prepare. We have stuff. Don't get me wrong.
I hope so. Yeah.
We're not just going to sit here and go, what now?
This time we actually verified if it was real stories, too, so that works.
That's true. We had to cut an entire segment because it's...
Somebody didn't do their due diligence.
It ended up being false.
It was a funny story, though.
You'll never know what it was, people.
Right.
But you're back to having a headline. Last time I gave it. This time you will give it.
Yeah, so this headline... let me actually bounce back.
Oh, my God.
People are lodging nicotine pouches in their buttholes and
Jesus Christ.
And foreskins for a buzz.
Well, of course.
And health experts warn it can cause skin damage and lead to addiction.
Okay. Well, first off, I should have known that your headline would have something to do with an ass or a penis or a foreskin.
I actually looked up the story too.
Oh, so you have a story. Okay. So you're telling me the nicotine patch is addictive. Well,
yeah, of course it is.
Right.
But I get, especially when you put it on your penis. Well, I'm sorry, in your foreskin of your penis or in your butthole.
Why were people doing that there?
That's what I always have these questions. Like, who was the first person that tried this and said, oh, shit, this works well? And then their buddy's like, let me try that, too.
Okay, so what's the story?
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just saying, like, I want to know.
It says, according to online forum threads and reports from Denmark's National Health Institute, an increasing number of Scandinavians are experimenting with the substance. Nicotine pouches called snus in Scandinavian countries are typically placed inside the upper lip, though they may seem like safer alternative to smoking. Health experts, nicotine come from their own risk, including... That was horrible read right there. I'm sorry for that.
Sound like Biden.
Where's my ice cream?
It was chocolate chip ice cream.
So anyway, these Scandinavian people are basically stuffing nicotine pouches inside their buttholes and penis foreskins to see if it causes a buzz. So this one says they're seeing if it causes a buzz.
Okay, so they're curious. They're bored. There's nothing to do there.
It says it could lead to, health officials are warning against this trend, which they say can lead to swelling, burning, and damaged skin.
Sure. That makes sense. You know, if health professionals are telling you not to stick nicotine patches in your ass, maybe you should listen.
Well, and it says actually they interviewed a Danish gentleman.
What is that interview like? Sir, so You put a patch in your asshole.
Well, he was a 19-year-old. Arishaj.
Right, that's the anyway. Viking pronunciation.
Said he and his friends placed snus under their foreskins because they were curious about how it would affect them.
What's snus?
That's the nicotine
patch. Okay, patch, okay.
He said the only effects he noticed were burning sensation and a rash the next day. So, I mean, he could go
have sex
with some weird chick and get the same thing.
How's that going to be? How's that addictive, though? It's like,
I don't know.
I want that again?
What made him think?
I don't know.
Putting it on. And I also wanted to know, like, if you don't have foreskin, do you just, like, tape it on the head of your penis to try the same thing?
Well, that was my next question is, I guess Scandinavians don't do circumcision or
didn't you pull up a statistic? Well,
I looked earlier, but that was the United States, and I've got it here, and it's 80.5% of this country in the United States is circumcised.
Nice.
Which is well done, boys. it's just because it's so common. I think it's the woke and all these people are starting to say that nobody has a right to do that to the baby until the baby is old enough to decide.
Hey, I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As a baby, I don't want to deal with that as an adult.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine going, I'm 18, I'd really like to be circumcised, and then have to go do that?
Yeah.
No.
Well, guess what the number is worldwide?
You know the worldwide.
I looked at the worldwide number of anteaters that are out there.
Look at anteaters. Yeah. Look at you doing your research. Okay.
Only 30% are circumcised worldwide. No. That's a lot of anteaters out there.
30%?
Yes.
I knew it would be way less than the United States, but I didn't.
30%. So that means 70% out there don't have the circumcision.
And you don't have.
I subtracted that from 100%.
You don't have an MBA and you're not a numbers guy?
Okay. At all.
Look. That's crazy. 30%? You're telling me outside the United States border, 3 of every 10 men
worldwide
are the only ones that are uncircumcised or are circumcised.
Yes.
7 out of 10 have their foreskin. That's insane.
Think about it this way too, because obviously the American results are in there to bring it up to 30%.
So yeah, it's even lower.
Lower than that if you take out the American number.
What did you eat today? Look Holy at you crap. With the mind with
knowledge.
The mind fuck right
now.
I was
boom.
Like, oh, I didn't even think of that. Well, that's crazy. So there could be a lot more. It's not just Scandinavia. Apparently, there are a lot of more opportunities for you out there. Those of you with foreskin.
Yeah, the foreskin people.
Unfortunately,
can try that.
I don't know about
but
you.
But we all have buttholes, so we can try it that way true. Too.
Joe 74 is
the
off.
The butthole off is the option.
How are we sitting here talking about this? This is really the intro to the show, by the way, people.
Well, wait till I get into my next story.
Okay, so we're done with this. So that's the story. Scandinavia, there's nicotine patches going all in the private area.
Getting high, yeah.
Okay.
Different orifices except for the mouth.
And we found out very important knowledge.
It's bad. There are
only 30%. It's bad. Only 30% of the world is circumcised.
Circumcised, yeah.
80% in the United States. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
a lot.
That's another topic we'll get to.
Yeah.
Because it is. I don't mean to interrupt you. I did mean to interrupt you. But there are topics. There are people out there that argue about this all the time now. Is it morally
really?
Right? Yeah, it's a thing. Is it morally right? Should the child?
Why is it more? Why is it a moral issue?
I just feel like people are saying doing the negative things to your body.
So clipping the foreskin is negative to the body.
Well, they're saying that they're desecrating. Thank you. That's the word.
I don't know if you're circumcised, but isn't it take a lot to clean and all the extra stuff to make sure it's clean in there? I've heard.
Well, that's one of the arguments to be circumcised.
Right, so why not?
But the people that aren't circumcised claim that that's not an issue. Hmm. I don't know if I believe that, but whatever.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, that's crazy. So, go ahead, continue on. You said you had something related to this.
So I'm on a penis kick here.
The whole show we're talking about dick, apparently.
A little bit. So this female surgeon reveals the one body part on men that gives away how big their penis is.
Okay. And she's female, so I like it.
Yeah.
So it's not the foot.
It's not the feet.
Okay.
It's not the hands. Do you have any idea where it might
be? Well, the foot would be the obvious.
The feet or hands?
I'm assuming that. Well, the whole thumb. I'm showing my camera. The thumb to finger thing was kind of like the. Hold on.
Let me.
Sorry, that was a weird laugh. There you go. Longer, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Mine's actually pinky.
Mine is, I have to do elbow.
Elbow.
To.
So, but that was what you always hear. And then you hear, okay, if you have big feet, well, obviously. So tell me the part. I want to know.
So Miss Dr. Raina Malik,
okay,
a urologist and reconstructive surgeon in California, told the Diary of a CEO podcast,
okay,
that a man's nose may be a better indication.
Nuh-uh. Yes. You're so excited right now.
I was super excited.
God, that look at that.
I was like, my God, what happened? Because it doesn't work from this nose to what I'm working with down there. I should be like Ron Jeremy down there with this nose.
Maybe you are. Maybe you're unaware. I mean, how many penises have you seen live?
So basically what they're saying is a man with an average of a 2.2 inch nose. Now, mind you, they measure from the bridge of your nose, okay, down to the top of your nostril in the front.
Got it.
So right above the nostril from there.
Right.
So 2.2 inches average is about 5.3 inches of penis.
Man, look at me. I mean, I'm...
Not your forehead.
That's interesting.
So it says men with the biggest noses have a penis 1.2 inches longer than those with the smallest sniffers.
Oh, I'm going to... Every dude I see with a small nose, I'm be like, uh-huh. Have they done studies?
Let's see here. She specifically pointed to a study in Japanese men, which measured all these body parts and penile.
Mm.
And they found that the nose length was correlated with penile length, not hand or foot length.
Okay.
Says researchers looked at the corpses of 126 middle-aged men within 3 days of their death. Said they documented the men's height, weight, flaccid penile length, penile circumference, right and left testicular weights, and weight of their prostate.
We put to rest our friend, and now all of a sudden we're going to, measure his penis and nose and prostate.
Wait.
They also
laid each cadaver down and pulled the penis vertically as far as it could go to measure the stretched penile length to simulate an erection. And they said nose length was recorded by measuring the distance from, and I said the person between the person's eyes where the nostril and down to where the nostrils start.
Right.
They found men with noses smaller than 1.8 inches had penis size up to 4.1 inches.
Oh.
However, for people with a nose that was over 2.2 inches long, their penises were larger, measuring 5.3 inches long.
That's some deep. Statistics there, Trey.
I got statistics.
When
for
it
you.
Comes to penises, you're very detailed, specific. Yeah, I'll get that shot. Don't worry. I'll let everybody know you have a huge ass nose. mine's not that small either. So that's just. I mean, we'll make sure. I've got a no. My boys' noses are huge. So good for you guys. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know what to expect when you told me you had a body part that was more accurate than feet or hand.
It's the nose. Now, do you want to? I've got
more,
a.
There's more.
I've got the top 20.
More cock.
So it's countries with the world's largest penises revealed.
Oh, this will be great. Okay, I want this. Sorry.
So
why did I get so excited?
So these are the top 20 countries. Do you want to try to even guess?
Absolutely not. I don't want to offend anybody. I also don't want to give credit to anybody. I think we should just roll.
Roll. It's
20. It's 20. So let's just go from 20.
20 and down.
Yeah, yeah, down. All right. I'm going to number one.
Number 20, Central African Republic is sitting at a nice 6.03 average inches.
Whoa. Yeah. Good for them. Not that, you know, I mean, whatever.
Italy sitting at 6.04 inches.
Italy's ahead of a black country.
Yeah. Chad, 6.06.
I was going to say, all these are going to be African countries.
Paraguay. Yeah.
Really?
6.11 inches.
Okay.
Georgia, which isn't that in America?
No. Yeah, the state of Georgia.
Okay.
The country of Georgia is by Russia.
6.15.
Goodness.
Zimbabwe.
There we go. And we're back.
6.17.
Okay.
Egypt, 6.18.
Wow.
Oh, our Canadians.
What?
Number 13.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. No way. 6.19.
Right.
Angola, 6.19.
Okay.
France, 6.2.
No, I don't believe that.
Zambia.
Yeah.
6.21.
Okay.
Netherlands, 6.24.
Netherlands?
Cuba, 6.24. Gambia, 6.25. Senegal, 6.26. Haiti, 6.3. Sudan, 6.48. Starting to jump.
Oh, my goodness.
Bolivia, 6.5. Cameroon, 6.56. And number one at a whopping 6.93.
Almost 7-inch cock.
7 inches
of
dick.
Are the average. Is what?
Ecuador. Yeah.
Really?
So is this the list of countries we're going to visit in order, or?
I'm not going to any of this.
Maybe there's something in the water, though.
Man.
Especially in Ecuador.
Well, over half were African countries, which doesn't surprise me.
So do you want?
But there was a lot of South and Central America.
Yeah. Do you want to know where the United Kingdom sits?
I'm embarrassed the United States isn't on there. I thought I brought it up.
Can I ask a dumb question? How many countries are there?
205, I believe.
Okay, so we're in the top half.
195, something like that.
Okay, so we're in the top half then. So United Kingdom is sitting at 68 at 5.17.
Okay.
And the United States sitting at 60.
Wow.
5.35.
5.35 is the average?
Is the average.
I'm feeling pretty good about my... No, I'm just... What does it say who's last?
It doesn't. No, it just had United Kingdom and the United States.
That's what we need to know. That was good. Good reporting right there, Trey.
Lots of dick stuff. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's been about 20 minutes of cock. But you know what?
I'm pretty proud of 20 minutes.
I think it was relevant information. I mean, I think the men are listening and going, wow, okay, I feel better about myself, or
shit.
I don't feel like this is not good information.
Damn, I wish
But they need to know.
I had a bigger nose.
They need to know when they go into situation.
Yeah.
You got to make up for it.
Exactly. And now they're going to look at, women are going to look at That's guys right. with big nose That's differently. Right. They won't.
You're so excited. No, or in women listening are going, oh, okay, I'm going to go to Ecuador.
Ecuador, yeah. 6.93.
All of a sudden Ecuador, because of Stay in the Great podcast, all these big population increase. Big people from all over the world in Ecuador visiting. What's the biggest tour attraction?
Ecuador.
There are no men there. There are like four men.
Oh, that's...
But they all have 7-inch penises.
Yeah.
Or above.
Or above, yeah.
Or below average.
It could be one guy fucking up the average, too.
It could be like average of 9, but this one guy's like 3.5.
It's an Asian man adopted to Ecuador.
Oh, no. Okay.
Is that bad?
No. There's nothing bad on this show, Trey. Look. Okay. Let's move on from penis and go straight into Tay-Tay talk.
Got it.
Tay-Tay talk, not straight into Tay-Tay. Only one man at this time gets to do that. Good for you, Travis.
Good for you. Yep, Travis. Good job.
I don't have a lot of Tay-Tay talk tonight, and it's crazy because for the first time, and you were here with me, we were kind of before the show like, okay, let's talk some Tay-Tay. And I looked it up, and for the first time, there was nothing of substance that was done in the last couple of days. But one thing that did pop out was that she recently became, I don't know if you know this, people have heard this.
I did.
She, like, one of the richest people in the world now. She's now a billionaire.
Oh,
she's,
I didn't know that.
She's joined. What did you hear?
I was just making something.
Oh, I did hear that. Jesus Christ.
I wanted to feel like
I was all like, know. You heard that? You know what I'm talking about?
I knew it, yeah.
And so she's joined like Elon Musk and some of these other people. My question is, does somebody that just sings for you deserve to be one of the wealthiest people in the world? It's an easy question. We live in a world that thrives on entertainment, that needs movies, that needs singers and songwriters, but a billionaire when people are, what do you think? I mean, I'm the guy that's sitting there saying I want America to prosper. And so that if you make that much money as a CEO or your corporation or oil and gas, good for you. So is it the same thing for entertainment, or are we kind of like too fascinated?
I don't know. I don't think just anybody could do it, or else we would. So, I mean, the fact that she's so talented where she writes her own songs, she plays music. Doesn't she play her own instruments and all that kind of good stuff?
She can. There? She can.
So
I'm sure there – I mean, some songs she just jumps around in her little outfits.
I was going to say, as far as I know, she didn't just sit on a stool and sing, so she moves around a lot too. I would say, as hard as she works – I mean, why not?
But
I mean,
billionaire. It's just insane to me. It's insane to me to think that she makes that much as a song, as a as a entertainer.
It's a lot of friendship bracelets.
Yeah, maybe that's where it all came from, right? Yeah. But that, I mean, that's honestly, I know that sounds silly, that's my Tay-Tay talk. I was thinking about it, and I'm going, you know, these guys like Musk and Zuckerberg and what's the guy from Amazon?
The Forest?
Yeah. Yes, Trey. Who invented the Amazon forest? Yeah, everyone knows who I'm talking about. The guy at Amazon. It's gonna bother me. I should just Google it, but I won't. Because you know what? Do your own research. But he does well, and it's just like, okay, he does well. He's a billionaire, and you're
That's
going
pretty well.
You're going. But these guys are innovative. These guys did something that really matters. Amazon is like the best thing that's happened, or I guess you could look at it as the worst thing that's happened, but I mean, it's amazing, right?
Well, I mean, if her music is touching folks, and okay. I mean, I'm curious, did like Michael Jackson or anybody like that ever hit that status or billionaire status?
I mean, I don't know how many billionaires there were in like the 80s. I don't know if that was like a thing, but he was up there. I mean, he had lots of money, but it wasn't like this. This is insane. To be a billionaire, I mean, J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, was a billionaire. I don't know if she's dropped because she's, hasn't written anything, or anything that did as well. And that's another topic we're going to get into, by the way, people. And I forgot about it, but people are giving her a really hard time right now because she's not a fan of the trans for children. So we'll talk about that at some point.
Trans for children?
She's not a fan of children deciding their gender and all that.
Oh, okay.
She's getting a lot of blowback, and some of the actors in the movies, by the way, that wouldn't have careers without her books.
Oh yeah, I did.
Are like this, yeah. Bashed. So we'll talk about that at some point. Not tonight. I don't feel like it. First off, and second off, we have other stuff talk about. But that's, she was a billionaire. Did she deserve it? I mean, Harry Potter went insane. I mean, that was. You could argue that's the most popular book series in history.
Yeah.
As a series. I mean, right? Harry Potter.
Sure.
Lord of the Rings is up there, but not quite. And she's a billionaire. Anyway, I mean,
if she hustles the way she does, like I said, I don't see why.
Okay.
Fair enough. I say it's fair. I mean, I can understand if maybe people were writing her songs and maybe she just sang the instrument. Okay. But,
She's laughing. I don't know why she's laughing.
Because she's a billionaire.
She's a billionaire, and we're not.
So you can talk about me all you want, but I'm still making money.
But okay, and that's fair enough, and I don't disagree with you. I was just curious. I started thinking about it, and I'm the guy that sits there and says that's what this country was supposed to be. You know, make your money, do your thing, prosper, be innovative. But we take entertainment in this country very seriously. I mean, look, if Trey and I are doing a podcast for pure entertainment.
I'd love to be a billionaire as a podcaster, though. That'd be kind of cool.
I don't even know if Joe's there yet, but he's the closest one.
We could just stay on a private jet all the time to do our podcast.
Sure, just fly around. But I appreciate it, obviously, the entertainment industry, and that's why we do this. But at the same time, a billionaire seemed crazy. She just got to that mark, so I just thought I'd ask.
Good job.
Way to go, Tay-Tay.
High five.
Way to go, 18 slash... I'm going to say she's 19, at least 18 in this picture, so I can appreciate her.
She's like, oh, Ryan.
If she's 17, I'm going to feel bad, but she's 18.
She's 18.
She's at least 20, so I'm good there.
Well, I hope so, after what Travis just did to her.
God. Okay. Yeah, but anyway, let's go on to our other favorite segment, butthurt comments of the show. How about that? I've just got one tonight, and I have so many because Trey and I have posted a lot of political memes or whatever you want to call them, and a lot of them are our current president not being able to speak properly, and that's not good
at all.
One of them is our vice president, who seems to be on crack.
Oh, shit.
And it gets so many views and so many comments. And most of them, admittedly, are kind of like, yeah, this guy's a wacko, which encourages me. But then you get your occasional ones that jump in here. So the one I have is... It bothered me. There's some other ones that called us this and that and whatever, and I don't really care about that. But this one... talks about what he's done and what I want to get out there, what Joe Biden's done in his time.
Okay.
But what I want to get out there is this is horseshit. I'm getting serious. We went from dick to Tay-Tay.
Is he saying what he's done in the 4 years or the 45 years he's been in office?
Good point. All of it. But in this case, presidency.
Okay.
So this guy goes, oh, well, 15 million jobs, adding more every day. Or Trump, who hasn't done anything but attack people for 8 years. I'll take this guy calling out big corporations any day. And this was to a meme where Biden couldn't even speak.
He's calling out big corporations when he's mumble-mouthed the whole time?
I guess. No, he's saying he'll take this guy calling out. Yeah, yeah. I mean, is he really... No, he's not. That's fine. Take your opportunity to comment and get your political opinions in. Fine, we'll take it. Please, you might make butthurt comment of the show. But my problem with this is this nonsense about adding jobs right now, and I'm throwing this at you. I didn't tell you I was going to talk about this.
Damn it!
I'm sure you've researched this.
Let me Google.
But let me tell you. Adding 15 million more jobs has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It has to do with the fact that we're coming out of a global pandemic and people are going back to work.
Right.
Also, what people don't understand is because of Bidenomics. Have you heard of Bidenomics?
I hadn't heard of that, no.
That's what he calls his policies, his economic policies, Bidenomics.
Bidenomics.
I'd like to hear him try and say that.
Yeah.
Because of that, gas prices, all these things we talk about, inflation, people are taking multiple jobs. So it looks like, guess what?
Oh, that makes sense.
Jobs are up.
Yeah.
Unemployment's down.
Wow. If
people don't understand this, and then they get on us, or people like us, and again... Trey and I are independents. We're choosing Donald Trump at this point because he seems to be the opposition to Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is not fit for this position and the people that are around him, right?
Well,
are you on board with me yet on that? Or should I hold the phone on that?
I'm on board with Joe Biden's an idiot.
Right. Okay. Well, but then what are you going to do? Just not vote? Let's start the not vote. Nobody vote.
So what I don't understand is I just don't understand how D Democrats can just sit there, sit back and think, you know what? Joe Biden's our guy. You know, how do they support that? I don't understand why they can't replace him with another Democrat that gives them a better shot to go after Trump, if that's ultimately what their goal is, to you know, unseat him again, because that had to be a fluke the first time around.
Well, they think they beat him. You know, I'm not going to be one of those guys that sits here and says, you know, the votes were illegal, blah, blah, blah. But the votes, some of them were probably illegal. Like, again, there are a bunch of states that do not require identification and proof of address to vote. And the people that are illegal citizens here, and I'll say citizens because everyone freaks out the word alien, but that's, they're illegal, are going to vote blue because they're the ones that want their vote. So they keep them here. So they vote blue. So, of course.
I don't get it.
When people say, oh, the popular vote, well, that's how many of millions votes are illegal. And that's the problem. And I think that's what they need to be watching for, this if they do. So I don't know. I mean, I think that they want Biden because they think he beat him before. He did, technically, whatever. He's in the office. And everybody is behind the scenes controlling this guy. I mean, I'm telling you, I still think Barack Obama is back there.
Well, I'm fine with somebody controlling him, but man, shit. I mean, at least somebody that can talk, you know?
Well, true, but they don't need somebody that can talk. They just need somebody to walk around and wave. I mean, honestly.
Well, how about somebody that's not half dead to walk around and wave?
But then it becomes about policy, and I don't want their policy. Their policy sucks.
Yeah.
So no matter who it is, that's the point. We're making fun of him not being able to talk, him eating pudding and chocolate chip ice cream, because it's funny. What's not funny to me is the fact that the establishment is in charge of him.
Yeah.
And and that his wife needs to be, she's the one letting him be embarrassed. She's letting him out there. I mean, she needs to take control and say, you know what? He's not fit for this. I'm going to take care of him. We're going to have some fun. He needs to know where he is at all times.
Do you think, God forbid, I'm not hoping he dies. I'm not.
We don't ever hope anybody dies.
No.
In the show. No.
Do you think they would pull off some Weekend at Bernie shit if they died and we didn't know about it? Is that going too far with it?
Not on this show.
Not on this show.
Anybody that doesn't know what Trey's talking about, there's a movie called Weekend at Bernie's. I think they did a couple of them.
Did they?
I think they did a sequel. And it's about a guy that brought these two younger kids down to the beach. I don't even think I've seen it.
I don't think I have either.
But they couldn't let anybody know that he was dead, or something bad would have happened.
Yeah.
So they walk around with this guy like tied to them the whole time, and they with sunglasses and act like he's alive. It's really, really bad. I mean,
that's the 80s, right?
The 80s, I think, late 80s. And so that's what Trey's talking with our president. But I think they'll keep him as long as he's able to at least walk around. And that's the
without
case.
Without a walker.
Look, if you support the opposition policy, you want Joe Biden running. You don't want somebody coming in there that's fresh and new and like has all these policy ideas and talks a good game against Trump, because people go, oh, I think this guy talks smoothly, whatever. I think that's the Democrats' problem. The Republican problem is that you've got a guy who's facing all these indictments. Is in court every day. It's kind of like, and I don't know if I do believe that a lot of this is a witch hunt. I do believe that a lot of it is bullshit. And if he is charged and he is fair trial, I don't know what we're going to do. Well, the Republicans will have to run somebody else, and hopefully it'll be somebody like.
Gotcha,
you know what I mean?
And hadn't everybody dropped out besides?
Well, but if something happens to Trump, then somebody's going to run.
Jump back in, yeah.
God, wouldn't that suck if the rule was like, all right, no one's running, Biden.
Oh, my God.
But did you know that black votes in the United States are up to these are polls, which, you know, I admit, you know, somebody will post like, oh, Joe Biden's winning by like 80 million points. And then and you look down and there's another poll and Trump's winning by that much. Take it for what it's worth, but for what the overall research is and its source, I won't give the exact source, but it's a very credible source that's neutral. It's not even a United States source.
Okay.
What they've done is legit polls, and they're saying that it's almost doubled Trump's support from black voters.
Really?
Since the last election.
Okay.
17% of black voters, still low.
You know why?
To 8%. It was what it was before.
And it's up to what now? 20?
It's 8. It's 17. It was 8. So oh, okay. It's made a nice jump, which is really big for Trump.
Yeah. I think it's a lot has to do with Snoop Dogg's backing.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We did. That. We talked about Snoop.
Yeah.
He didn't back him yet, though.
Oh, he hadn't backed him, but
he just said that
he has love for
him. He has no problem with Trump anymore. He has some love for Trump. If Snoop would back him, I think this thing's over.
Maybe some of the rock's half black.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good point. Let's talk about it real fast. The Rock came out and said, Trey was very excited. You know, if anybody hasn't listened.
No more Biden?
If anybody hasn't listened to the show, The Rock is one of Trey's man crushes.
Top three.
You think, you've moved him to three?
He was top two. Sorry.
He was
two. He was top two. I was trying to add some suspense, but no.
Who was the third that we added recently?
I think I could swear throw Ryan Reynolds. Right.
I don't even think it was Ryan. You may have four or five going. Anyway, Trey loves The Rock. I mean, I think he would cuddle up with The Rock if he could.
He's a big dude.
And you would be the little spoon for sure. But The Rock came out and said, you know what? I endorsed Joe Biden 4 years ago. I'm not doing it again. Uh-huh. This country needs a change. And he's getting blasted for it from the...
Really?
In my opinion, the loud minority, the vocal minority of people that are just... Bah, bah. I mean, just, who cares? Fuck The Rock. Well, you love The Rock a minute ago.
Right,
4 years ago when he supported him.
Right.
Now you hate him. All he does is do the same thing he's ever done, which is act and wrestle and do his thing.
Yep.
I now like The Rock a lot. He hasn't quite made my top three.
Top 10?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know if I have a top 10 of man crushes, but good for The Rock. Finally, people are starting to say, this is bullshit. This woke nonsense. This, come on. You know, you don't need to be offended by every little thing. Let's come together instead of dividing, blah, blah, blah. And I think you're seeing more and more of these celebrities coming out, which is huge, which is big. And the Democrats are, they may not say it, but they've got to be freaking out.
Because yeah.
That's their pipeline is these celebrities that support them. So anyway, I mean, it led me to think about how Trump's always called a racist because of the black votes are going up. And a lot of people are going, well, I don't know how that's possible because he's such a racist. Well, I am challenging anybody listening right now, Trey. Okay. Are you listening?
Huh?
I'm challenging anybody, including you.
Okay.
Do you think Trump is a racist? No? Yes? Maybe?
I have no clue. Didn't he win an NAACP award at some point?
Oh, yeah.
NCAA.
Thanks for stealing the thunder, but I like that you did. No one can tell me why. Every person that said he's racist on a comment or on whatever I say, tell me why. Tell me how. Give me an example. And there are none. No one gives them to me. And like you just said, this man is a man who has won awards for his work in black communities from the NAACP, from you know, these guys, not Don King, who I'm thinking of, some of these big time, Reggie, what's the priest or the
Reggie Miller?
A basketball player for the Indiana Pacers back in the
day. That was nice, yeah.
Yeah, he was good. Not Reggie Miller, but you know what I'm talking about. There's some Reggie Jackson. No, that's a baseball player from the Yankees.
Played for the Yankees.
God damn it. Reggie something, I think. Anyway, there's some big name black influencers who awarded him these things because of his work.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden...
All we know is Reggie.
I think. All of a sudden, he becomes president. All of a sudden, the world, the country's divided.
Now he's racist.
Now he's racist. I think the division happened before him. I've said it before with the president prior to him. And he's racist now. But yet he won awards for his work with the black community. All he said to the black community is, give me a shot, because they haven't done the other side hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
And they haven't. They promise them all this stuff and nothing ever happens. And then they just want their vote, right?
Right.
Anyway, so that bothers me. And I want people to really think about that. Give me an example. Write to us. Quit being a pansy. Write to us and tell us why. We have all the social media. Don't make me go through all of them. Any social media. Stan Gray Podcast is on all the social medias. Whatever those are.
All the social medias.
Come on and just anywhere at all, we'll see it. And tell us how Donald Trump is a racist. Give me an example.
Exactly.
Right?
Not a blatant statement, just an example. Yeah.
Right. Tell me how you feel. It's fine. You may make a butthurt comment of this.
You can't say he just is.
Anyway. Let's go to trending topics and end the show. I'm ready to end the show. I don't know why.
I'm ready to end.
I get so mad because of false accusations, and I'm not a Trumper. I mean, everyone's like, you know, half the comments here were like, MAGA, you MAGA fucks. And I'm like, we're not. We never said we were MAGA. We're not like sitting here like, you know, you may see Trumpy Bear sitting in the guest spot, but that's not, it's because we have Trumpy Bear or MAGA, like, we're not wearing our Make America. We're not out there like, you know, Trump with our Coors Lights and our flags. Like, we're not that.
I don't even like Coors Light.
If you are those people, keep listening. I mean, I'm not telling you that you're bad. I'm just saying we're not those guys. So don't call us that as part of your comeback.
Can I carry Ozarka instead of Coors?
Sure.
Okay.
As long as you have a sleeveless shirt and a Trump flag.
And a mullet haircut.
And a pickup truck, which you already have.
Got the truck.
Some other asshole was backing into a parking spot yesterday. I started thinking of you backing into parking spots.
Shit.
And I was just like, these assholes. But anyway, let's turning topics. Pickup trucks moving into, backing up into.
I was like, are you serious right now?
Trending in wrestling. SmackDown. Trey. There's the erection.
Well, Cody Rhodes finished his story.
But it's not. Hold on. It's trending with Tama Tonga.
Oh, okay.
And Bloodline.
That's the newest member of the Bloodline. Yeah.
What's the Bloodline?
It looks like so.
I don't. You know what? I don't care.
The Bloodline is a faction of, and forgive me, I don't know if they're Tongan or Samoan. Family.
Well, wouldn't it be basically Tonga? Tama Tonga.
Maybe then. So Tongan. So it's basically a family that spans generations of wrestling. Rock is one of them. So this is storyline of this faction anyway. So they just have a new member that popped up today, apparently, tonight on tonight's show. So
So SmackDown, that's your thing.
Yeah, newest member of the Bloodline.
Newest member of the Bloodline. Which
but is apparently he attacked another member of the Bloodline. Oh. So I have to figure out what the hell's going on with that.
I'm sure all of our listeners will be on the edge of their seat waiting for the next episode until you tell them.
Shit.
How about sports? Angel, I'm assuming it's Angel, not Angel. Angel Hernandez.
That was actually the driver in the Bronco. That OJ was in that one day. I don't know if you knew that.
We didn't talk about OJ, did we?
Do you really say rest in peace with OJ?
No, you don't.
You don't? Okay.
And I was going to bring OJ up, and I totally forgot. And we're done. That's all you need to say.
All right. I mean, so yeah, he was the driver.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to want an asshole, not want, but like to be like, well, too bad for him.
Well, think about it this way. I guess he was suffering pretty bad at the end from prostate cancer. So would you rather him?
But is this real?
Yeah. Yeah. It was because of prostate cancer, that he'd been fighting. And so On the other hand, would you want him to suffer longer?
Look, I don't know. If he...
Because isn't death pretty much putting him out of his suffering?
If he killed his wife.
Didn't he write a book saying...
I don't know. Yeah,
if I did, this is how I would have done it?
Who cares about OJ? That's okay. My point. The point is that he died. Everybody knew he somehow took the world by storm in 1994 when that all happened. Or whenever that was, somewhere around there. And it's like... Okay, he was a good football player, and because of this fiasco, he became even more famous. And it's annoying. And then he gets out and he gets free, and then he does a bunch of other shit and goes to jail. You know, yeah. Fuck you.
He ends up breaking into I think a Vegas hotel.
You're lucky. You're not in jail for life or worse. Anyway, so he's an asshole. So don't rest in peace.
All right.
Rest in agony.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Hmm. Oh, karma! Karma didn't get me on that one.
Hope he doesn't come and haunt us.
All right, rest in half peace.
Half peace.
Trending Spurs with the Nuggets and Devontae Graham.
I have no clue.
Okay, well, the Spurs were my team. I haven't followed them in a while since their coach started talking a bunch of shit politically. But I don't know why they're trending. Maybe they won finally because they suck, but they do have a good player, right?
Yeah, Wimbenwambe.
Yeah, he's good. I heard he's like 7'10".
Yeah.
trending Drag Race with Megami. Who's Megami?
Megami?
Yeah. It's like origami?
Origami?
Megami. So it's got to be Japanese, right? Megami with Drag Race. Is there a Japanese drag racer that's really good?
That's a great question.
Maybe that
one. I wouldn't even think they'd be able to see over the dashboard.
Let's move on. Trey's insulting everybody. I love it. Trending OP Live with OP Nation on Patrol Live.
What?
Moving on. Trending.
That sounded like you were trying to be cool and hip on that one with OP Live.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was. I mean, that's why no one needs to know what that was.
Okay.
Next, The Last Drive-In, trending with Mutant Fam and The Toxic Avenger. Is that a new movie?
Yes.
Oh, do you know about this?
No.
Okay, moving on. Trending The Grizzlies in the NBA with everybody's trending with stuff. G.G. Jackson and the Lakers, or they must be playing tonight?
G.G. Jackson or and the Lakers. I guess. I don't know who G.G. Jackson is.
I guess maybe there's a good game or you know, whatever.
Good game, Jackson?
That
G.G.?
Works.
Yeah.
That actually works. Jesus. Look, if you have any questions, get your news here first, folks. Trending Coachella.
Coachella?
Yes, that's
I think that's where they're holding the All-Star game next year.
Coachella.
For the NBA.
At the big event in California that's like this huge party.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
It's going to be on sand.
But it's trending with Sabrina and Sabchella. What the heck? I mean, what is this with stuff?
Sabrina and Sabchella. Is this new for trending on Twitter? With the
Yeah. No. They've had this. It's just like this one right here. Anyway.
Wasn't Sabrina like the vampire slayer?
Oh, that's who it was. Yeah, Sabrina the Vampire Slayer, Trey.
In Coachella.
She's running around. Wimby. Is that our Spurs guy?
Yep.
He's trending with Porvita and Mamu.
Porvita and Mamu?
Right. Porvita, I think, is the new tequila he's sponsoring.
Okay.
But I don't know what Mamu is.
Mamu? Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I got lost
Look,
in that one.
We can't promise you we're going to know everything. Everybody,
at all.
Calm down. NBA. There's so many sports. NBA, what's going on? Cam Thomas. Who's that?
Cam Thomas? I don't know.
Trey doesn't know shit tonight. In hockey, Coyotes. Ooh, trending with Salt Lake City.
You know this one?
I actually might know something about this, and I won't make it long because if anybody doesn't care about hockey... The Coyotes are having issues in Phoenix. They are playing in a college hockey arena.
Oh, shit.
A 5,000 people arena.
Why?
because they couldn't get a new arena, and it's just it's been a mess. And apparently the atmosphere is pretty fun because it's 5,000 people close together.
Oh, okay.
But it's still 5,000 people. You're not making money
at
the franchise. So maybe Salt Lake City's going, hey, we have the Jazz. We'll bring up a hockey club. Las Vegas just got one. Seattle got one. Who knows? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the one piece of information that we might actually get.
Do you find coyotes in Utah?
I don't know, but I don't know if you find them in Arizona.
That's true.
I think you do, right?
Maybe.
Who cares? Trending. NBA. Pelicans. Who is it, just every team that's playing right now?
Probably.
Trending. Tinashe.
Oh, I think that is the interpreter that got caught gambling.
Oh.
And Shohei Ohtani.
He's a baseball player, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's his interpreter.
Oh.
So Shohei, I guess, the story is he wired money to help pay off his gambling debts. Well, apparently wiring money in California is illegal, I guess, overseas.
Mm.
And so now they're wondering if Shohei was in on it and he was just making the bets on behalf of Shohei. Anyway, so yeah, there's a big old scandal going on.
Wow, right now. And Tinashe is the...
I think that's him. Yeah. I could be completely wrong.
No, I think you're probably right. Trending. Trey Murphy. Who's that? NBA.
Oh, I didn't even... Is he even still in the league?
Apparently. Well, maybe not. Who knows?
Oh, that was Troy Murphy, I'm thinking. I have no idea who Trey Murphy is.
Why is this? There's a bunch of NBA, but this one's...
Oh, I think Trey Murphy was the whistleblower for P. Diddy.
Oh.
I think he was the one that was taking it from behind and ended up finally getting tired of it.
He told.
He's like, finally Diddy's said, got a big nose. I can't handle this
finally
anymore.
Finally said, please.
Please stop.
Somebody. Stop him.
No good.
Kyle Busch, who I think is a race car driver, is trending with Speedy Cash 250.
Speedy Cash 250, huh?
With Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch.
Yeah, he's a race car driver.
Is he?
Yeah. But why Speedy? Is that like...
I know Speedy Cash is a company.
Is that an event?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, Kyle Busch is performing in the Speedy Cash 250. Moving on.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
NBA. The Pacers. Look, I don't care about the NBA anymore.
There's a lot of NBA going on tonight.
Trending with Let Them Know and Nets.
Let Them Know and Nets?
Yeah.
I think that's a guys movement going on right now.
The Let Them Know. Hashtag Let Them Know.
Yeah.
It is hashtagged.
That he didn't touch her. So we need to all band together.
Yeah.
Together.
Together.
Together. And let them know.
To get her.
That we didn't touch her.
Right.
Inappropriately.
Well, but why are the Pacers sponsoring? Is this like maybe the game night they're doing the t-shirts?
Yeah. It's right. A guys game night.
So it's Let Them Know t-shirts.
Yeah. No women are allowed. Just nothing but guys. They want to make sure that no women gets touched inappropriately.
The whole stadium, dudes.
Just dudes. A lot of the sausage fest going on.
God. Trending Michael King.
Michael
in
King.
In baseball.
In baseball?
Yeah. No?
Nothing.
You're on tonight.
Shitty about it.
Trending. Chappelle.
Chappelle. Dave Chappelle?
I would assume that it's Dave Chappelle. And that's pretty cool because I like that guy.
Yeah.
I think he probably, and this is on all seriousness, I think he probably has his new show, like new special.
Ooh.
And he's gotten, you know, he gets in trouble all the time because he refused to bow down. So I don't know what he did. And
he is not.
I need to watch his, I missed like his last two. Do you watch them at all?
I haven't. No, I'd love to though.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Maybe we can make a night
of
that.
He's great. I actually met him in Maine.
Really?
Yeah, this was back. He's gotten big again, but this was kind of back when the Chappelle Show was gone for a while and no one knew where he was. We started doing small clubs. So when I lived in Maine, there was a small town. I won't give in the details, but some of my friends owned a speakeasy. So his entourage, if you will, was looking for a place for him to come hang out and party.
Really?
After a show.
Interesting.
And I got a phone call from my friends. They're like, we're going to lock the doors at this time. If you get in here, you can be. So I hung out with him.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. He's very quiet. I mean, he went over and just like DJ'd on the little a jukebox.
Yeah?
The whole time.
He seems like he would be super mellow.
Yeah, he's always very mellow. And he was probably high. Well, he was high as shit because they were passing around a big blunt. We won't talk about that, though.
And we move on.
When you get to pass a blunt to Dave Chappelle, you've lived.
That's pretty cool.
And I don't really smoke, but...
I've never smoked, but I think I would.
If you get a chance to smoke with Dave Chappelle, you do it.
Just like with Snoop.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson.
Hey, look, if Snoop came in here right now, this place would be smogged because we would both be like, who cares? It's Snoop.
That's interesting.
Snoop and Willie together. Let's get that going.
God damn.
They would do that.
That'd be some high motherfuckers.
This whole show would do.
Wow.
Anyway, Yamamoto.
Yamamoto.
He's a baseball player.
I think that's a Dodgers pitcher, actually.
Okay. Anything about him?
He's super wild. So I think he's leading the league in wild pitches.
Should they come up with a device that holds their
eyes open better? So I think they think he's closing his eyes too soon before he releases the ball.
Does he hit a lot of pitchers?
So he's hitting a lot of batters.
Hit a lot of batters. Well, yeah.
I think I got some Yamamoto tires, too.
Oh. Let's see if we can be racist on the next one. Trending Wade. Is he still in the league? Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade?
It can't
no.
be Dwayne.
No.
Wade something. In
Wade Boggs, maybe.
Maybe. He's still playing. Not the alien. 1986 or something. Trending. Lil Uzi. Is that a new one? A new little that I haven't learned? Uzi. Do you know who Lil Uzi is?
I don't.
I kind of like that.
Is he better than the Big Uzi?
I don't, all I know is that all the Lils. Did I say that right? Lils? Lil Uzi sounds kind of cool.
I guess it's easier to hide. It's a Lil Uzi.
All right. That's Uzi. My new name, everybody.
Lil Uzi?
Lil Uzi. Trending Brock Burke, baseball. You haven't known shit, so we're going to move on.
That's a Rangers picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because they won. Did they win tonight?
They did win tonight.
Oh, good for them. Wrestling trending.
Sweet. Tell me.
Deaf Rebel. Who's that? Who's Deaf Rebel?
I have no fucking
idea. Really?
It must be some indie bullshit. Deaf Rebel?
Maybe it's underground wrestling.
What the fuck? Deaf? Maybe...
Rebel, D-E-F, like deaf, for like deaf Rebel.
Maybe there's a hearing impaired wrestling. So that's the name of the hearing impaired wrestling federation is Deaf Rebel.
Yeah, I think it's probably exactly what it is.
Yeah.
thank God that there's no more. That's our trending topics. Rebel. That's trending topics for tonight. tonight, I admit that tonight we didn't know as much as we usually do.
Yeah.
I admit that, right?
I was a little off on
we
that.
Skipped, okay. No, we skipped a little bit, and I was off. I mean, I think maybe we took some guesses. But if you can do better without clicking on it, then maybe you should have your own show.
Yeah.
We don't click on these. We just know what's up.
That's all we do. We just know.
We know. So I'll go into my spiel again. Help us out on YouTube. We're really trying to boost that. At the end of every show on YouTube, you'll see a preview of another show that we've done. Did you know that?
Is it ours? Or?
It's our show.
Oh, okay.
And
I don't know if you're previewing something else.
No, and our logo. And you can click on it, and the subscribe should have been there the whole time. Just give it a click. I mean, it's one click. It's a fucking click. Just do
Pretty
it.
Easy.
And when I say subscribe, that doesn't mean you're paying for anything. A lot of people think when you say subscribe, that means I don't want a subscription. Well, idiots, YouTube is not a subscription.
We can't subscription. Call them idiots, right?
Okay. Fellow listeners.
There we go.
YouTube is not a paid subscription. You can go on to any YouTube. You don't even have to. I don't think you have to have an account. Just hit subscribe.
Hit subscribe, yeah. Stay in the Grave.
And it'll help us. Stay in the Grave podcast and all our stuff on any social media. I put it up everywhere. You know what? I'm just tired of putting it up. So just do it. Help us out.
Please.
Hope you enjoyed tonight. Tonight was kind of a impromptu. and I had fun with it. Did you?
Yeah.
Well, what it brought up, and then we'll end, is that what I want everybody to understand is that we're not one of those podcasts that's going to sit here and every bit of political. We're not going to go down the list of policy and be like this, and this, and this amendment does this, and this, and whatever. We're like most people. Most people just want to talk about it enough. They want to talk about it. They want to understand it. They want to try and make a decision without. They don't have time for this shit, right? I don't have time for this. Mm-mm. So we're going to give you the funny stuff, but we're also going to give you a little bit of the what's said and what's done, and we'll see what happens. But all right, so there's plenty to get to, and we'll get to it, and we'll see you on the next show. Love you guys.
Later.
No bias here, just the facts and the fair. We look at both sides, do our best to compare. In this podcast realm where we compromise, balance is key and the facts don't lie. Staying in the gray where perspectives intertwine, we seek the truth in the gray we define. In this podcast journey, minds open wide, shades the truth on this impartial ride.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but I'm half Ecuadorian.
I don't believe you.
I am.
Prove it. No, yeah, I'm good. Look, Tay Tay's laughing. She's like, bullshit.
Hey, my Tay Tay is impressed.
Yeah, look, she's like, oh, damn. Well, good for you, Trey, and your penis size.
You're welcome.
See you later, everybody.